need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company again this Wednesday afternoon. Why don't you just get out of that air conditioning, go find yourself a big shady tree, put your feet up, pour yourself a cuppa, relax and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Marie today.
Hello.
Listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
I know my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now. Another shot, hold it, drop it like it's hot. Dirty talk, dirty thing. She a freaky girl, and I'm a freaky man. She on the rebound, broke up with an ex, and I'm like Rodman, ready on deck. I told her I wanna ride out, and she said yes. We didn't go to church, but I got blessed.
I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my house, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Let's get it now.
Wanna see that thing drop from the back to the front to the top. You know me, I'm off in the cut. Always like a squirrel looking for a nut. This is a for show. I'm not talking about luck. I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about lust. Now let's get loose, have some fun. Forget about bills in the first of the month. It's my night, your night, our night. Let's turn it up.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get out. Let's get it now.
Everybody going through tough times. Believe me, been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.
Wow, what a great track, but I don't think Irene would actually agree with us at the moment because she's homesick in bed.
Not a great place to be, is it? Especially because it's such a nice day today.
I know, isn't it gorgeous out there?
Always horrible when you get something wrong with you in the summertime because you're about 15,000 times hotter than it actually needs to be. Really quite awful.
Yeah. Shall we gossip about her?
We could do, but I'm kind of scared of the repercussions about gossiping about her when she hears this. It's not going to be great.
It's an interesting thing, gossip, isn't it? And I suppose it's probably more negative than positive. But we do, and as New Zealanders, we do gossip a lot.
Oh, we love the gossip, don't we? Mm. It's just, you know, spilling the tea, finding out what's happening. It's just, I think, everybody loves gossip. There's always workplace gossip or friendship gossip or gossip magazines or gossip on the television. It's just, I think it's pretty ingrained in our culture, really.
I think you're right, because I have a lot of colleagues that come in from other cultures, and some of the stories that they tell, and they're quite shocked about the way we gossip in the workplace.
Yeah, I can imagine if someone came into the workplace, it'd be, you know, from outside of a New Zealand working environment, it could be quite shocking to hear. You know, I think sometimes we push the boundaries of what's professional in the workplace as opposed to, you know, what other cultures would expect. Maybe particularly, you know, a Japanese workplace would be quite shocked about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think water cooler gossip is a thing. I don't know, maybe if we take it to the extreme or not quite sure.
Or just that you know the context, I suppose, because I remember one of the, and it was actually a nurse, and she was saying, well, how can I trust them? Because they'll be talking about me like they were just gossiping with me about another person.
Yeah, that's the thing, eh? Like, you talk about somebody and you're like, in the back of your head, you play over, like, do they talk about me like this? Like, this is really, yeah, not great. I think we probably need to knock that on the head, really. It's probably not great for making everyone feel inclusive.
So that's absolutely
an inclusive
true.
Workplace. Yeah. Probably need to knock the old office gossip. Unless it's true.
Yeah, that's different.
That's the truth.
Is it different?
It's gossip, yeah. Though, but is gossip making up sort of malicious and untrue things, or is it truth?
Well, that's actually a good point, because I suppose if it's untrue, we're starting to get into malicious gossip.
Yes, malicious gossip, which yeah. I don't really like being a part of. I don't no. think that's particularly productive for anybody. I think if you think about malicious gossip, you think about those horrid magazines that you see at the bookshop or the supermarket, the things that are just completely untrue. I think they really have to put those things on the front cover now, because they have to compete with the internet.
Well, maybe, and maybe that's why that we do it, because we just follow what's been fed to us and kind of the magazines and stuff. They do it, so we just do it.
Well, if you
that's
look,
not an excuse, though, is
no,
it?
It's not really an excuse, but if you look at sort of media consumption and what we do with media, you think about young girls who try and aspire to be what they see in magazines or, you know, more modern on Instagram, so they follow that. So maybe we, as adults, see that gossip is okay, and it's sort of been a part of culture in the workplace for so long that we now take it as being acceptable. I don't know. I think it's a combination of two things, really, isn't it?
And I suppose if we called somebody out on it, we'd be the one definitely being gossiped about.
Oh, yes. You yeah. call somebody out and you're going to be the hot topic of conversation. I think it's probably worse in workplaces that are a bit larger. I think I'm quite fortunate. I only work with a handful of other people in the office, and mostly men. I think that also helps with the office gossip. You think about a dynamic in a workplace. Men just don't seem to have time for gossip.
No, I just don't seem I to think be it's a woman thing, isn't
it's
it?
It's definitely, if I compare the last workplace that I was at compared to this workplace, there's far more gossip in a woman, in a heavily woman-based workplace, which I don't mean to throw my fellow ladies under the bus, but I think it's just in our nature, really.
Yeah, talking about their hair or what they look like or the clothes they're wearing and all of that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
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 They get grumpy.
Did you see what she turned up in today? Did she get dressed in the dark? Like, just silly comments like that probably can actually play into someone's self-worth and being quite harmful. So, yeah, I think it's a thing we need to knock on the head.
Actually, no, I think you're right, because I don't think we're quite critical. I think.
Yes, I think we are very critical. I think it's maybe this all comes back to tall poppy syndrome, people we like to sort of chop down and bring back to our own perceived level. I don't know. I'm not too sure. What do you think?
Well, because I was just, as you were talking about some of those examples, I was thinking that when we see one of the presenters on TV that maybe is not quite looking the best they can, we always kind of turn to each other and go, oh, they must have peeved off the makeup lady or the wardrobe lady.
Yeah.
But see, that's actually quite critical, isn't it?
Because it is. I think Hilary Berry gets quite a bad amount of feedback on outfits and things she says. For some reason, people seem to think it's okay to say these awful things on social media, but then if we look back at our own behaviour, these are the things we're saying to each other. So we're no better than an internet troll, really, are we? We're a real life troll. Come find me under the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think probably we need some big bridges sometimes, don't they? But, you know, I am happy to call somebody out on malicious gossip.
Absolutely.
Are you pretty comfortable with that?
I think you need to, if someone's saying something that's definitely untrue or is harmful to somebody's reputation, I think you need to call things out like that. I don't know, like, slut shaming, for example, probably is something in a heavily female workplace. That's something that probably crops up more than it should, and I'm more than happy to knock that behaviour on the head. As I mentioned, I'm quite fortunate to work with mostly men, so that doesn't really come up a lot.
Actually, I'll tell you who called somebody out just recently was Roger Federer.
Yes.
Did he call, what's the little girl's name? I can't remember the girl's name.
No, neither can I.
Is she Swedish?
Oh, Greta Thunberg, yes.
So he actually pulled her up on using him, because I think she was trying to shame him for an association he had with a particular sponsor or bank or something.
Yes, something along those lines.
And he
pulled
her up and said, well, hang on, why are you using me?
Yeah.
You know, just because I'm somebody. And I thought, well, good on him for doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think this is if we come back to a sort of topical reference at the moment, if you think about this television show Love Island, so I don't know, Mariska, do you watch that one?
No.
I'm a religious watcher of Love Island, and one of the challenges they had on a couple of episodes ago was where they read out tabloid headlines about what's been going on in the villa while what they haven't seen, and one of them in particular didn't actually happen, but because they read it out on the show, the sort of, you know, the gossip hive started to work there, and it didn't happen. I think the UK tabloids are probably the worst at gossip, really, aren't they?
Oh gosh, yes. And you, I'm just thinking about it. Meghan and Harry. Oh
yeah.
My gosh! And isn't it interesting all the stuff that you get fed, even through the, you know, all the social media, and just through the Herald and that here in New Zealand. And it's really quite funny. You know, we sit in circles and go, oh, that Meghan, or oh, that Harry, and some are siding with Meghan and some are siding with Harry.
It's very interesting and to read. I think it comes back to this idea that we were talking about before. Does the media consumption that we have make it okay for us to gossip about people who aren't famous?
And who we don't actually even know about.
Yeah, who we've never met in real life. You know, you sit there and you're gossiping about, oh, did you see what so-and-so did, or blah, 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 and you've never met them in real life, but you've got some well-formed opinion on who they are and what they're about.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
I know, and there's all those assumptions and judgments we make, and then, you know, wouldn't it be nice to actually just meet that person and find out who they are and get to know them. Yeah.
Sometimes I think if you apply this to a more real life situation, you might hear about, you know, oh, you're going to have a group lunch with so and so. Well, I've heard so much about so and so. She's a real bitch. You should watch out for her, and you get to know this certain person, and they're lovely. It's this, I think some people have a warped perception of others, which also probably doesn't help.
No, and for business nowadays too, with that, I mean, only as you just talked about an untrue headline, you imagine as a business if somebody says some untruth about you, or they were grumpy and they have a huge following, suddenly your business is in trouble.
Absolutely. And particularly, you know, we used to worry about bad-mouthing brands and traditional media, so radio, television, newspaper, magazine. But social media gives anybody the power to badmouth you now. Google reviews, Yelp reviews, Zomato reviews if you're in food and beverage. Like, there's so many channels for people to ruin your brand. And so that's where really great customer service and really great brand reputation comes into play, really. Those people are invaluable in your business. But
who's Yelp?
Yelp.
Never heard of them.
So you can look up Yelp reviews for like restaurants or so in the US it's enormous. It's massive. Zomato I really like. I'll always review a cafe or a restaurant on Zomato to see what other people have been saying. I sort of take out the outliers, those who have said it's terrible. And take those ones out and sort of read what the majority are saying. I think that's really important. And I think that's important on Google reviews as well. Some businesses, for some reason, get random, anonymous, one-star reviews, which brings down their total rating. So here's a tip for you, listeners. If you're looking on Google reviews, don't always just look at the total star. Read each individual review and make your opinion based on that.
I think that's some great advice. And I think we'll just go for a music break for a moment. But while we are, while you're sitting back, just listening to that music, think, who have you gossiped about lately? And was it really true?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. I just can't.
Well, we've just been talking about gossip. If you've just joined us, I'm going to kind of gossip, but it's real gossip. You're sitting here in short sleeves today, Anne-Marie, and I've just seen a little bit of writing on your arm. What is it?
It's just a tattoo, you know, as these us millennials seem to like. So for the listeners, because obviously you can't see, it says, "With pain comes strength." So.
Yeah, so am I allowed to ask why
It's something we've talked about on the show before. It's in regards to my journey with endometriosis. So, you know, with pain, obviously, endometriosis is a painful condition. You learn to be quite strong. So I thought
it was a reminder, yeah.
Quite a nice reminder. My mother doesn't seem to think it's a nice reminder, though. She seems to want to think she can scrub it off. But
so you've written it on there with pen?
Yes. Like, I've got to vive it out and sort of doodled on myself. She's very anti-tattoo. I'm nearly 29 years old and she's still trying to... She's very grumpy when she found out. Do you know how she found out, though? I'd managed to hide it quite well. Then I found out my sister got a tattoo and I said, "Oh, did you get a tattoo?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "So do I." And then so when I rang my mother, I said, "Did you know Nikki got a tattoo?" She said, "Yep." She said, "You got one too." And I was like, "Oh."
Never keep secrets on families,
keep family secrets, can you? So it's an interesting situation. Some parents are fine with tattoos. My in-laws are incredibly accepting. My parents, on the other hand, not so much.
And it's very much part of New Zealand now. Tattoos have become very commonplace than where they were years ago, and most people have them. I remember my mum was horrified, but I had to show her hers because I've got one on my back. And, yes, she was horrified, but I think she's okay with it, but I'm probably the only one in the family that's kind of gone down that route. Yeah,
I think mum's sort of learning to be okay. I've got another one on my wrist. I've got a semicolon on my wrist. And mum's sort of been okay with the meanings behind them, so that's all right. It's not like I've got big curse words written on me or, like, I don't know, big pictures of naked people or something, you know, incredibly, you know, distasteful to have on the show.
Now, you've just said a semicolon. Now I'm going to have to ask.
Oh, so the semicolon is representative of people who have committed suicide. It's a thing. It means that your journey's not over. So in 2017, I lost one of my best friends. She took her own life, September, and then 2 weeks later, my best friend's brother.
Oh, gosh.
So that was, a horrid couple of weeks, really. So I got that on the one-year anniversary of my friend passing. So it reminds me that my journey's not over. And
that's
quite, yeah. So they're quite nice, like, symbolic tattoos. Maybe I've been toying with the idea, though, of getting a Ralph Wiggum picking his nose on my ankle, but I think I might let that one go.
And I think, you know, for many people, I won't say all, tattoos do have significant meaning to that person.
They do, particularly cultural, tāmoko and things like that, and traditional Polynesian tattoo. I think there's a huge amount of significance behind those.
Yeah.
But I think New Zealand culture is becoming more accepting of tattoos, particularly in the workplace, which is great. I think it's good to be sort of showing your flair. Your personality.
Hey, so for our listeners out there, if you've got any tattoos that you'd like to show us, do post up on our Facebook page, Two Sugars, and we'll share all of our little uniqueness and our flair. Well, that's it for today.
Thank you for having me again. Lovely to be here.
I think we'll get you back next week, and we'll see all of you guys same time, same place next week.
I'm something weak. You got me begging, begging. I'm on my knees. I wanna be needing your love. Just wanna be deep in your love. It's killing me when you're away. Ooh, baby, 'cause I really don't care where you are. I just wanna be there where you are.
sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be.